since you've had the screenwriting background, I'm going to insist that you give me the log line, the quick pitch for Motorcycles and Sweetgrass.
It's a story of tricksters, motorcycles, and marauding raccoons.
Ooh, I like that.
And sex.
And sex.
Not with marauding raccoons, though.
The central character is this sort of young kid. He's the third generation that we meet in the book, the grandmother who's dying at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mother, and then Virgil.
And the mum's a band chief?
Yeah.
And where?
Otter Lake First Nations, a small reserve in central Ontario.
A made-up one or a real one?
It's made up, but it's loosely based on my community of Curve Lake, just north of Peterborough.
Grandma's dying, but before Grandma goes, this mysterious figure shows up.
Riding a vintage 1953 Indian Chief motorcycle.
How do you describe the plot?
Well, I mean, it's not a beaten down plot. It's about this character that shows up, and based on his interaction with the dying woman, Lillian, who asks him to reintroduce the concept of magic into the community. And I'm not talking magic in terms of pick a card, any card, just sort of you never know what's going to happen next type thing, type of atmosphere. And he does through his own, through both intentional and non-intentional methods.
Central to this book is the concept of the trickster, whether it's Crow or Coyote, Nanabush. I mean, there are a bunch of trickster.
Yeah. Figures. Gloosecap, Nappy, Spider, all these different characters.
What us white guys didn't get for the longest time is that it's the trickster has a dark side to him. And we just see the kind of prankster, but there's and it's also self-destructive.
Yeah. It's most of what people are familiar today with trickster, with the trickster stories are those that are told to children, the children's stories. Because, you know, most adults don't want to sit around and be told old-fashioned stories. But you're right, and I go into it in a book where there's a lot of adult legends that shouldn't be told to children about the darker aspect of the trickster character. I mean, Tom King puts it best when he talks about the trickster is a character of appetites, of desires. And I mean, even that term, being a person of appetite and desires, automatically your mind thinks that will not bode well. And so I try and deal with that with this character where he's, yes, he's silly, he's fun, he does all the things you see in children's stories, but then there's the darker edge where he's manipulative, he's egocentric, he's like a pouty child, and he's just does things for the sake of doing things. So that does tend to come out in the intention of this novel.
My native friends always go, native cultures, like you white guys throw us all in one big basket, but it's like saying European.
Exactly.
And then looking at the French and the German and saying, well, you're all the same.
And the Finnish and the Italian. I mean, at the time of contact in 1497 here in Canada, there were over 50 separate languages and dialects spoken. So yes, there is no one native thing. I've often been brought on to talk shows or debates to give the native perspective on things. And I can't give the native perspective on things. I can give the Curve Lake and maybe a sort of a broader Ojibwe perspective. Even that's a questionable. So yeah, there is that is an issue. But one of the things I've learned in the world of humor, that while there is no one native sense of humor, there are certain characteristics that are predominant in the Aboriginal sense of humor and the broadest aspect. Our humor is very self-deprecatory. We love to make fun of ourselves as an individual, as a nation, or all nations. If you look at the humor of Don Bernstick, a popular native stand-up comedian, 90% of his stuff makes fun of other native people. Definition of a native family, woman goes to the window, looks out, yells to her husband, honey, my kid and your kid are beating up on our kid. I actually edited and compiled a book on native humor called Me Funny, and I spent a year collecting Indian jokes. And of the 70 Indian jokes, 60 to 65 make fun of native people. So I find that really interesting.
You also wrote
that. What do you call 32 Métis in one room? One full blood. Right? So the second interesting characteristic of native humor is the concept of teasing. I've been to 130 Native communities across Canada and the United States. In almost every Native community, I have been teased.
Affectionate, very affectionately. The more they tease you, the more they like you.
Teasing is a sign of acceptance because it's impolite to tease a stranger, at least to their face. Now, there's even an anthropological term for that type of teasing. It's called permitted disrespect.
Ooh.
Right? So in talking, and so getting back to our original point, there is no one Native thing, but there are certain characteristics that I find are common to most Native cultures.
The book is Motorcycles and Sweetgrass. It's a novel from Drew Hayden Taylor, and Motorcycles and Sweetgrass is published by Knopf Canada.